say good evening and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And we're just thankful to be here tonight to be able to worship the Lord and be thankful for God and His goodness and just to know how much He loves us and cares for each and every one of us and how much He wants to move in your life and be a part of what we do every day. And we're thanking God for His love and His mercy. And tonight, we're just going to enter into worship and be very thankful for the goodness of God. Amen.
Amen. We're going to worship tonight. A little bit of an oldie, but a good one.
Let it
Nothing. the goodness. Come on, sing that tonight. All my life.
Worship your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Well, amen. God is such a blessing and so good. Praise the Lord.
Yes, He
we
is.
Just appreciate everything He's doing for us.
Amen.
And just the love and the goodness of God.
Amen. He's faithful. Amen. Amen. Okay, so not very many announcements, but the men are meeting on the 21st at 9 o'clock at Mount Victory, the plaza. So men, come on out and eat and have a good time. Amen. And then Mark Dunphy will be with us Thursday, February 9th, which is also your birthday.
No, it's not.
8th. Oh, it's the day after your birthday.
What in the world? What in the world? Hallelujah. Uh-huh. June 30th.
You watch, be quiet.
Oh, I forgot. I was not supposed to tell when hers is.
I don't have them anymore. Amen. No, somebody said you need to celebrate that you're here, you're alive, you're going. And I'm like, okay, you can celebrate that.
Amen.
I'm thankful to the Lord for it, but don't mean I got to celebrate getting older. Amen. Well, hey, so we got Mark Dunphy.
Yep.
And then we got some talks to somebody coming in June, so we'll let you know that here soon. If you have ordered a sweatshirt, they're here, except for a few of the Mark ones, the gray that say Mark on them. A few of those, actually none of those came in, but Alexis had some in her stock, so she, from the shop at the Bodkins campus, and she gave us as much as she could out of her stock to fill our order. And so there's just a few that we're still waiting on to come in, but the majority of them are here. So you can come after service and we'll get you your sweatshirt. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Is that all those announcements that you have? Okay. Well, let's release those babies to go to class. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let those babies go and learn and be blessed. Hallelujah. In the book of Proverbs, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So we want to make sure that one of the things we're always doing is sowing seed and making sure that when it comes to tithe and offering, that we are always putting God first. Amen? We want to make sure that God is the first thing that we do and the first part of our agenda when it comes to spending our money or doing anything with our finances, because we want Him to be in the forefront of helping us. Amen? And He wants to be in the forefront of helping us. So God wants to be a part of everything we do every day. And in this area, He wants to be the one who gets to bless us and make our life a blessing, because His touch is on it and His hand is on us. So this morning, or this afternoon, evening, we're going to pray over the tithes and offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray over tithes and offerings tonight, Father God, that your hand is upon your people, Father God, that you bless them, that you touch them, Father. Lord, that you say when they give you the first fruits, Father, then you'll look over their stuff, Father God, and you'll be involved in the aspects of their life and touching their life, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, the Bible says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he corrects, even as the Father, the Son, in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. And you know, I just want us to be those who are okay with God correcting us and bringing us to new places and just being ready for his goodness and what he wants to do. And I just think that one of the things we got to constantly remind ourselves of is that we don't want to put limits on ourselves, and we want to make sure that we don't limit God's ability to do something in our life. Amen? We want to make sure that our hearts are open to what the Lord may want to do. Amen? Because he's the God of the impossible. Amen? He's the God of more than enough. He's the God that can heal, and he's the God that can set free. And he's the God that wants to be about doing his daily business in our lives. Amen? Amen? Remember, he says in the Bible that he wants to make you a delightsome land. And he wants to make you something that everybody else looks at and sees and knows that you're different because he's blessed you and because he's touched you. And we want to make sure that we just keep our hearts open to know that God's goodness is all around us and God's goodness is looking out for us. And so tonight, I just want to take a look at a couple times where God really does something phenomenal during the time of Jesus. And just remind us of just how extraordinary our God is and how much he wants to move on our behalf. And we're going to come up to the story where everybody's there, where Lazarus has died. And Jesus arrives, and he comes in the middle of this situation, and we just want to see what happens and see what he says and how things progress, and then just take a minute to think about that. And it says in John 11, verse 31, the Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth into the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and he was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Jesus wept when he saw all these people and their brokenness and the fact that they thinking that there's nothing that can be done, that Lazarus is gone, and they're just missing the point of him arriving. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind has caused that even this man should not have died. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith to him, Lord, by the time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he was thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound in hand and foot, and with grave clothes, and his voice was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. And I just want you to think about this, that Jesus came up to a grave where a man had been dead 4 days, and he speaks to this man, and the man comes out. And I just want you to know that when we think about something this magnificent, then I want us to think about in our own lives how many times there's been something that has happened to the point where we think we're in an impossible situation. But if we would really just open up our hearts and allow him, Jesus could move on our behalf. And so we've got to make sure that if we have a Lazarus situation, that we're not just sitting there laying and staying in that moment, that we're not just sitting there staying there, but we're still seeking him. Amen. We're still seeking him. We're still asking him, because he's right there ready to come in and move on our behalf. Amen. I also want you to know that I think it's interesting that, and I've asked myself this before, that Jesus, when he said, come forth, you know, he called out the name Lazarus specifically. And I think that he did that because there's no telling what could have come to life if he had just said, come forth. I mean, I don't know if he would have raised the whole graveyard, but I'm just telling you, there's something specific that made him say Lazarus and speak his name directly. And also, I want you to know that the Lord speaks your name directly. I want you to know, just like he called out Lazarus directly and knew Lazarus' situation and knew what Lazarus was dealing with, the Lord speaks directly your name. And he speaks to you, and he will speak to you, and he wants to speak to you, and he wants to have say in your life. Amen? And he wants to speak your name. Philip, come forth. Hallelujah. He wants us to come into the blessings of God and the goodness of God, and he wants us to know that he's with us. Amen? Hallelujah. And the Lord is a good God and a loving God, and he cares for us, and he moves on our behalf. I just want you to see something else here, that there's another time where Jesus was called upon and his disciples couldn't do anything for a young man. And so they called for Jesus, and the Lord was asking the man about the situation, and the guy said, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. And I want you to know something. The Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. I want you to know something, that the Bible says that a mustard seed of faith, a little bit of faith, is enough to move a mountain and just turn things around and make a difference. Amen? And God will make a difference in our life. Amen? And here the Lord is not upset when this guy cries out and says, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. The Lord is not upset with him. The Lord doesn't take it negatively because he said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. You know what Jesus did? Jesus helped him. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, and so much that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. This is the result of Jesus coming into a situation that looked like it was impossible. This guy's baby had been oppressed from the time he was a baby until now, and had been through many torments of the devil and many torments of the enemy. And I'm telling you that just because something has been around for a long time does not mean that it has to stay status quo. Amen? It does not have to stay status quo just because it's lingered for a while. Amen? You know, sometimes we go through stuff and it lasts longer than we thought it would. And it lasts longer and is stronger and fights against us more than we thought it would. And I want you to know something, that just because that's true does not mean that it has to stay that way. Amen? It means that you have time and room for God to move on your behalf. And the Lord wants to move on our behalf. Amen? He wants to make sure that he meets our needs and that he touches us wherever we are. And the Lord is a good and a loving God that just keeps working on our behalf. I want you to know that it says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I want you to know something, that I'm praying tonight that you are taking the limits off of God. That you are taking limits off of what you believe he will do for you and how much you believe he'll work on your behalf. Because I want you to know something, that God, you must know who he is. You must know and you must believe that he is. Amen? And you must believe that he is who he is God, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I want you to know that the Lord sees your faithfulness. The Lord sees you out tonight on this Thursday night, set aside that you took the time out to take your evening time and set it aside to come and worship him. And to notify and put him first in your life and to put him as your priority. And God is honoring your commitment and honoring your faithfulness. Amen. The Lord is honoring you and he wants to work with you and he's on your side and he's working on your behalf. Amen. And God is with you when you give yourself to him. He wants you to know that as you believe who he is, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. And he's God of the Almighty that is moving on our behalf. Amen? You know, God Almighty, that means El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. Amen? And he is more than enough, and he will come into your situations. And that's what I want you to know about God. He says, "I come to give you life and life more abundantly." And when he says that, he's not looking to just give you a little bit. He's looking to come in and touch your life. And he's looking to come in and change your circumstances and deal with what you need him to deal with on your behalf. And he wants you to know that he's going to give you life and life more abundantly. That means that he's going to be working on the things of your life and every aspect of your life. I want you to know that God wants to be across the board in helping you and across the board in being a part of your life and being a part of helping and fixing your life. Amen? Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 3, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him." I want you to know that the Lord will give you wisdom for the situations that you face. Amen? God will give you what you need for where you're at, and he will give you what you need for what you're facing in life because he wants to be a part of bringing resolution to you. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know what? Once you've made up your mind to serve God, serve him. And once you've made up your mind that the Lord is your Lord, then let him be the Lord of your life. Remember, the Bible says, "Why call me Lord and doeth not the things that I say?" I want you to know something, that when you have determined that Jesus is Lord, be who you are in Him. Be faithful to come to church. Be faithful to pray. Be faithful to read the Word of God. Be faithful to live a holy life. Be faithful to live a life that's pleasing to God. Amen? Where you purposely set yourself in order and say, God, I'm going to live for you, and I'm going to live out of what you have for me and what you put before me, and I'm going to make sure that I'm following in pursuit of the things of God. Amen? And I want you to know that the Lord will be with you and is with you because He loves you and He wants you to just be blessed in every aspect of your life. It says right here in Matthew 21, verse 21, Jesus answered them saying, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you should not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, it shall be moved. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. How many of us really pray with the belief that our prayers are heard? How many of us are praying and believing God and believing in our heart the things that we've prayed about that they are coming to pass? Amen? Just like the mountain that was cast in, be removed and cast in the sea, let us make sure that with our faith that we are believing that we have the kind of God that once we ask something, it shall be done. Amen? And once we pray about something and ask in prayer believing, we shall receive it. Amen? I want you to be a people that really put your faith out there and believe God to receive of God what He has done. Amen? And to put your heart in a position where you are believing God to just really receive what you pray about. Amen? Because what you pray about is important. Amen? You know, when the Scripture says something like this, I hope it shows you just how important your prayers are and how powerful your prayers are. I hope it shows you what God's expectation is because He's put you here on the earth for a time like this, believing that you'd be a person of prayer, believing that you'd be a person that would know that what you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And I want you to be people that know that when God gives you something to pray about, that you have with you the faith and the anointing that's going to help bring it to pass. Amen? And to make sure that we're people that are just sitting there letting God move on our behalf and move through what we pray and move through what we say and move through what God has for us. Amen? I'm going to read to you another story here. In the book of Mark, because I just want us to really get the idea that it is up to us to use our faith, that God wants us to have our faith in place and be using it. And there's a story here in the book of Mark chapter 10 where a man, blind Bartimaeus, was sitting at a place where Jesus walked by. And he called out his name. And it says, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You know, sometimes people, or even the devil, will cause you to think that you can't pray to God. The devil will try to cause you to think that what you're asking for can't be answered, or if it has taken a little bit of time for you to receive an answer, he'll try to discourage you and make you feel bad about praying or make you feel bad about trying to use your faith for something. And I want you to know something, that that's when you need to press in even more. Amen? Be like this man. He cried out, and they charged him to say nothing and don't bother the master. And it says that when he did, he cried out even the more. Amen? And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. I want you to know something, that back in the day, people that begged used to have certain garments so that they could beg. And whenever they were using those garments, you know, they had them on so that they could beg and receive something of people at that time. And this man, when he stood up, he casted his garment off. It was like he was using his faith to say, my days of being blind are over. And my days of being where I'm at is lost, and I'm going forward in my new identity that I know I'm going to receive in Jesus. Amen? And he knew that Jesus had something for him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I want each and every one of us to know that your faith is enough. Your faith is enough. Just like blind Bartimaeus, his faith was enough. Here he was blind his whole life, but it was his faith that helped turn things around. Amen? And I want each and every one of us to know that our faith for our family is more than enough. Our faith to believe God in the area of finances is more than enough. Our faith to believe God for peace and tranquility and to get rid of anxiety and to have a good rapport with God and to have peace and beyond understanding and to have our life in order, those things are available in our faith. Amen? Our faith is good enough and big enough for God to move in. In fact, I want you to see something here in the Bible that it says about your faith. And it says in 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, it says, whoever believeth that Jesus is Christ is the Son of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. You know, I want you to know something, that once we start living for God, the way he asks us to live is not grievous. Amen? When he asks us to live by holiness and live by faith and live by what we learn in the Bible, this is a glorious life that he's causing us to live so that we can be blessed. Amen? And it says here, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen? It is our faith that overcometh the world. Amen? Our faith in the Lord is what overcomes the world. Amen? And it's our faith that started everything, because even when we were dead in our sins and away from God, and we were at the weakest point of our life, and we were the weakest little creatures we could ever be, it was at that time that we opened up our mouth and received Jesus Christ. Amen? If the devil could have ever stopped you in life, he would have stopped you from receiving the Lord. Amen? He would have stopped your salvation. If he could have ever stopped you at all, he would have stopped your salvation, because that's the number one thing he would love for you not to experience is being saved. Amen? And living for the Lord. And if he couldn't stop you when you used your faith, then he can't stop you now. Amen? He can't stop you now that you're stronger in the Lord. Amen? What you can do is press into God and make sure that you let God be the one that motivates you and moves you and just comes upon you and does what he does. Amen? I want you to know that there's one time in the Bible that there was a woman that was oppressed of the devil for 18 years. She was bent over and couldn't straighten up her back. For 18 years she was in that situation and in that state. And one day in the synagogue, Jesus was there and prayed for her. And guess what? She was immediately released. And it said that this woman of Abraham, being bound of the devil these 18 years, I want you to know something, that every time something negative happens that's against the will of God, when something comes against the will of God, I want you to know that it is the devil. Don't ever make the mistake of believing it's God. Amen? God is not the author of confusion, and he's not the one that is bringing hurt and harm and devastation to people's lives. Amen? He's the one who will fix it. He's the one who's helping you through it. He's the one who's helping you deal with it. He's the one that's keeping you going, and he's the one that's going to answer the prayer and help you recover from your situation. Amen. But I want you to know something. Whatsoever is born of God, you are born of God. Amen. You are born of the Lord by faith. And you are a brand new creature in Christ. Amen. And because you're a brand new creature in Christ, you can overcome the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Our faith is something bigger than what we think it is and stronger than what we know it to be. Amen. And it's something that we should grab a hold of and make sure that we walk in. You know, I want you to just hear something about the Lord himself. We're going to read about Jesus and just discover something here. And it says in John chapter 6, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that you also have been seen, that ye also have seen me and believest not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up even again in the last days. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I want you to know something, that the Lord wants you to rest in everlasting life. Amen. I want you to know that the Bible says that Jesus says, now in this time you will be blessed, but then in life you'll have eternal life. Amen. And I want us to realize that we can have both a blessing in this time and we can have a blessing in the future. Amen. And in fact, what we want to make sure we do is live the best life we can, because the Bible says that even the afflictions we go through in this life are not counted worthy of the glory that we will walk into. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we're walking with the Lord, because he's going to bring us into places of blessings that even after this life, they're going to blow our mind. Amen. We should be able to live a good life on this earth with God's help. Amen. And we should live blessed on this life because of God's help and his goodness. But then there's the life to come. And I want you to know that heaven is real. Heaven is real. And heaven is for you. And heaven is for all of those who's went before you and all of those who will go up before us. But it's for us as well. Amen. And we have a place in heaven where our Heavenly Father is going to greatly bless us. Amen. And he's going to give us things to do that we have no idea, but we're going to be blessed in doing them, and we're going to be blessed in knowing him and blessed in living for him. Amen. And it says right here in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 17, a very popular scripture, it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Amen. And I want you to know that you are the just that shall live by faith. Amen. And you've been justified by his blood. You've been glorified and dressed up and anointed to be those that live by faith. And the just shall live by faith. Amen. And you have to make sure that on a daily basis you are using your faith. Amen. Because your faith is important for God to move. Amen. God needs you to have your faith out there for him to move in. Amen. And when he does, he will bless you. Amen. When you use your faith, you're going to walk into the place where God is going to move on your behalf. Amen. Amen. And God is going to move on your behalf in a great way, because he loves you and because you are his goodness and you are his life and you are what he lives for. Amen. I want you to know something, that it took the goodness of God to bring us into being and to let us be who we are. Don't ever forget that God breathed his breath in the man, and that he breathed his breath in the man because he loved us, amen, and because he wants the best for us, amen, and because we're his children, amen, just like you love your children, and just like we see people that we love and people that we want to be blessed. Man, that's just a small measure of how much God loves us. Amen? And it's just a small measure of how much God wants to be moving on our behalf and working on our behalf. Amen? And how much God loves each and every one of us. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we live by faith and that we keep our hearts open before God. Amen? We want to make sure that we're the people that have our hearts open to Him even now and today with everything that's going on. Amen? Today, with all this that's going on in the world, we have to be the ones who are aware and awake and with our eyes looking up. Amen? Because that's what He says for us to do, because He's ready to move on our behalf at any time. Amen? I thank God for the testimonies I've heard lately of God moving on the behalf of people. Amen? I'm telling you, someone called me today and let me know that God is just blessing them, and it's a good thing, and I want you to know that God's going to bless us. Amen? And I want you to know that God will keep you and protect you and bring you through every situation in life, because that is what He does. So don't ever let yourself not believe God for the impossible. Amen? Take the limits off of God in 2023. I want us to have dreams and write stuff down, but don't let yourself be limited to something. You know, open your heart up and don't limit God, because there's miracles that He wants to do on our behalf. He wants to do the miraculous for us. Amen? He wants to do more than we can do for ourselves, and He wants to bless us and keep us and just take us into where He wants us to be. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just lift You up and exalt You tonight, Father. Lord, I just thank You that You are the God of the impossible, Father God. You make the impossible possible, Father God. And Lord, there's no limits to what can be had and what can be done in You, Father God. And God, that You can use our faith. Our faith is enough. It's what You've given us, Father God. It's a supernatural weapon to be used on this earth. Our faith releases things that You can do, God. And God, our faith makes room for Your supernatural provision and Your goodness and Your touch on our lives, Father God. And Lord, I just thank You for it, that You're just blessing Your people, Father God, and You're touching our lives, and I thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Hallelujah. All God, right now we pray for Candace, and we pray over this flu, Father God, that supernaturally right now, God, You would just heal her. And God, in every situation, You would call every symptom to go, Father God. I rebuke this flu in the name of Jesus, and I loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into Candace, Father, and just bring her complete delivery. And God, we thank You for it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being out here tonight and for God's goodness and His touch on your life. And I want to be here to pray for anybody that needs prayer. You just come forward and we'll pray together, and we will see the goodness of God touch your life. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.